Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
This news from Iraq comes on top of the president's surprise visit there. What kind of effect did those Thanksgiving scenes in Iraq have?
Well, clearly on the soldiers who were there, it was great. They were very enthusiastic, both in their reception of the president and in the interviews afterwards. The Democratic presidential candidates were left dumbstruck and basically saying it was a terrific thing for the president to do. Let's talk about something else. According to all reports on the people in Iraq, it didn't seem to have much effect at all. But still, this is always this interesting question of what a president can control and what he can't. And those are the advantages and disadvantages of being president. He could control those pictures, and they were terrific pictures for him, standing there with that turkey for the service people. But in the report we've just heard from Ivan Watson, those are pictures the president can't control, and those are a tremendous disadvantage for him. It's interesting. This president was slow to understand the effect of him doing something like his symbolic visit to the troops on Thanksgiving Day. I remember when the plane was held in China, and then there was the return to Whidbey Island, and I was covering that, and the president didn't come thinking that he was in some way raining on the parade of the returning service people, not understanding that he could boost their morale. So it's a question of growing into the presidency. We saw that a lot with Bill Clinton. But, of course, obviously there's also a big political dimension here.
So it works politically for him?
Probably. It depends, of course, in the long run on what happens in Iraq. And yesterday you had Democratic candidate Howard Dean going into a major attack on the president's national security policy, saying that George Bush has no understanding of defense. So he still thinks that is going to be the issue on which to defeat the president. But the bigger issue, of course, might be what's happened here at home and, the passage last week of that big Medicare and prescription drug bill.
Yeah, what effect do you think the Medicare bill will have on long-term politics?
Well, this is going to be really interesting to see played out, Bob. Democrats keep harking back to a bill that was passed several years ago called the Catastrophic Health Bill, where everybody was on board, the Reagan administration, Democratic leaders in Congress, and most importantly, they say the Democrats, the AARP. And that bill became extremely unpopular after it became law, and a couple of years later had to be repealed. Now the question is the AARP, the big senior group, made another miscalculation by supporting this Medicare bill? We'll see. I think, basically what you're seeing is most what seniors want is to get prescription drugs for free, and that's not what's going to happen in any piece of legislation. But if they believe they've gotten a good deal from the Republicans, it certainly can blunt the Democrats' sword on a very important issue for the Democrats. What you're seeing since the passage of that bill is really Democrats feeling pretty depressed, a sense that they're in the minority for a long term, both in the presidency and in the Congress. The Republicans treating them like an insignificant minority so that they feel they have no impact on policy at all. And they're worrying about what's happening in redistricting.
Yeah, you got a case before the Colorado Supreme Court today.
You do, and they're scheduled to rule on a redistricting plan that's very controversial, whether congressional districts can be drawn more than once in a decade. And if they say that they can be drawn more than once in a decade, you could have a whole host of new redistricting plans as the state legislatures have become more Republican. And that could put the Democrats at even more of a disadvantage.
Do they have to revisit Texas then?
Well, Texas will definitely be up. But it's a slightly different case because it implies minority representation as well.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.